Thanks, Sarah. Hey, Rashad. Hey, Eric. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing great. So it sounds like you and Tara were talking about the first page listing we had available on Google this morning and wanted some more information. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, super. So what I'll do is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you, of course. And then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll move forward and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, before I get going, do you guys have any questions so far aside from pricing?
Do you have any questions? No, right now, no.
Okay, all right. So let me take a look. I was going to grab Sarah. Tara sent me a couple of links here, so I wanted to look at what you had for online presence so far. Now, how are clients finding you currently?
Well, we've been kind of door knocking, and we kind of just ran into some people, you know, referrals, stuff like that. I got a Facebook page now. Working on a website right now.
Okay, awesome. Wow, so you guys have been up to a lot. Well, and it sounds then like since you guys start with your online presence, sounds like you understand kind of the necessity in today's world of being seen online and especially on Google, right?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what we were just talking about yesterday, and then we get a call, so it was kind of...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It is. It really is. Wow, good time for our listing to open, I guess. So, what the first thing that'll happen, guys, is I'll actually close the Houston area for the category of pressure washing and power washing. And that's actually going to be for a 50-mile radius around your home base, so around Houston. So what that means for you guys is we'll never be working with your competitors. So that's strict Google and company rules that we don't even put a toe to the line. Just not worth it. And it's not good business either. We've never saw the need to pit one customer against another. So yeah, that 50 mile radius around Houston will never be promoting your competitors. So then all of those leads and calls go straight to you. We don't filter them or screen them in any way. We can count them for you. In fact, we'd like you to have that data. We'll set you up with a reporting dashboard as we get you going here. And you'll be able to log in, see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, all that data that'll help you know what's going on with your marketing. But that 50-mile radius is all yours. It'll be locked down and closed out. Now, you mentioned you had a Facebook page. I found one here. I'm not sure if it's you. It's Elite.
It should have a circle around it.
All right. Let me see if that's the one.
It should say All Elite Pro Wash, and it should have like a, it looks like a navy blue, and then it has like a gold ring around it.
Oh, nope. That one's not you. Okay.
Maybe look up, like, change the settings and put Houston. You know, sometimes it doesn't
work. It's All Elite Pro Wash, right?
Yes, ma'am. The Pro Wash is one word.
Okay. Let me try. It might be it, too. I just got to see what you got going on over there because I love these Facebook pages. Now, how long have you all been in business?
We started this about, like, 2 months ago.
Wow. That's awesome. So,
we got like 5 years experience, you know, combined like six. So, you know.
Nice. That's awesome. I found you. Nice looking page and good work. Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's impressive.
I think I got some reviews on there. I think you can check.
Yeah, oh, and yeah, definitely. You guys have got good reviews everywhere I'm looking. So that makes you a great fit.
You might as well go ahead and like and comment.
Well, I'm going to do that while I'm here, actually. Let's see. Comment. Where do I want to comment? I liked. Let's see. Hey, guys. Love what you've got going.
I think
here.
We can make a lot of people happy with our work. You know, we don't just go in and brush and leave lines on the driveways and concrete and stuff. And we actually do a good job. Take our time.
Definitely. Definitely. So, now I also, when I was looking for online presence, I saw an Angie's, either new or old, I can't tell ever. Is that an existing thing?
They just called me this week, Angie's Lee.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. You guys are just getting all squared away this week, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
That's awesome. So what we do is we get you on that first page of Google, right in the map section, so that anytime someone's looking for the services that you offer, and we can kind of break those out too and keyword them, then you pop right in that map section, and then they just simply click and call you directly. Now, have you guys got your Google business profile sent in for yet?
Ma'am?
Oh, your Google business profile?
No, ma'am.
Okay, no worries. That's something we can get going for you. Google doesn't charge for it, and we don't charge to get it going and set up for you. So the Google business profile is what used to be Google My Business. I'm sure you've seen it 150 times, if not more. If you Googled something really easy like Ace Hardware, a box would come up on Google with their logo, click to call, click for the website. You've seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. That's the Google business profile. And as far as Google goes, it's kind of where everything else pivots from because it's one of the first things that your customers will see. So we'll tie your website into that. We can tie your Facebook page into that as well. And then we'll give you a couple of tools to help you gather Google reviews, too. And as I'm sure you know, the Google reviews are what everybody looks at. Even if they don't dig and look at each individual review, they go, oh, they're 5 stars, and they've got 200 reviews. They must be good. I'm just going to click and call them. So it kind of eliminates some of those tire kickers because you're able to catch those customers right when they're ready for your services. And then reel them right in with before they go somewhere else.
Right.
I was going to ask you, website. Now, do you have one of those in the works? I wasn't finding one when I searched online.
Yes, now that's what we're trying to work on now, or try to find somebody that can make us a pretty good one.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me check something here. See if I could get this thrown in for you. So sometimes we can build websites for our new partners like Elite Pro Wash. I've got to check to make sure I've got a tech opening before I promise yes. But if he gives me a yes, it won't cost you anything. It's just we don't build them for the general public, so we don't charge for them. I guess it's about a $300 value. So let me check with him while we talk. Now, how much business do you think you can take in? Little, a lot, somewhere in between?
As much as they come, so I can quit my day job.
Awesome. I like that attitude. I really, really do. Good. Good.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think, honestly, if I can have jobs every day, like, just I have a whole schedule for a couple months, man, I wouldn't work for nobody.
Awesome, awesome. Now, are both of you out working?
Yes, ma'am.
Nice. That's awesome. So, I hope you're ready to be busy. This is going to be great. I think it'll be a game changer for you and really get you rolling. You know, Google has become kind of the new word of mouth, so to speak.
Right.
You know, people they look at those stars and then they call you directly. So let me grab our pricing here. So you guys are new in business, so I'm going to be able to do a nice discount for you. So let me see. So Houston area, the normal retail would be $5.99 a month. But with your new in business, I can actually get you down to $2.99 a month with your discounts on there. And now that's month-to-month pricing. We don't lock you into a contract. Frankly, we don't believe in it. We believe in earning your business each month by doing our job. So right. We don't lock you into anything long-term. It's just month-to-month. And it is a true flat rate. So there,
can you say
there aren't
$2.99?
Yes, sir. And we don't even add taxes onto that. So there are no click fees or call fees or surcharges of any kind that get added to that at all. Oh, and let me look here. My tech just pinged me back. That was
would
fast.
Would I be able to choose the day of the month?
Possibly. What are you thinking? Trying to hit like the 1st or the 15th type.
I was like, the 15th tomorrow, because I had to pay that, and then mine, the 15th. And then I think to like, the 1st, like the 4th,
mm-hmm.
That's even gone. But after that, like, I'll find another one right here. That's off then. But
yeah,
then I'll get one right here.
Okay.
All right, can we do like maybe like say like the 2nd week of every month?
The 2nd week. Let me check on that and find out. So that would be, what are you thinking?
Either on the 8th or like the 10th or
8th or 10th. Let me check on that while we talk.
Okay.
I'm going to ping our regional VP and see what we can do there. Give me just a second so I can type off a message to him.
I'm going to start working on this business Google page thing.
What was that? I'm sorry. I couldn't quite hear you.
I said, do you want me to start working on the Google business page?
No, actually, you don't need to. We'll go ahead and get that going for you, get it all set up, so no worries there. And my check just pinged me back. We can, in fact, build a website for you. So we'll build it and host it. No cost to you. And it obviously, it'll be on a domain name that you like, something that works for you. And it'll be all about Elite Pro Wash. It's not like it's a subpage on our site. It's an actual .com with your information. So, yeah, that's awesome.
If y'all want to use some, if I can send y'all, I can send y'all pictures too to use.
Perfect. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And we can always change those photos out later if you want other ones added or subtracted. If you want services added or subtracted, we can do that too. So we can do the updates. And there's no charge for updates either. We're in your account regularly, almost religiously, checking to make sure nothing has changed algorithms wise and if there are any adjustments we need to make to your account. So it's super easy for us to pop on your website and make changes. But you'll also have access to it. So you can go in and make changes if you want to on your site as well. All right. So let me see. My VP just pinged me back. Okay. Well, he says it's, our system's not really set up for that. What we could do, though, he says if we could do the 1st month and... did I say one, there was a one-time $99 setup fee? I can't remember if I got that far or not. There's a one-time $99 setup fee. I actually got that reduced for you. It was $2.99. I got it down to $99. That partially goes to cover the programming and the backlinking, everything that we need to send over to Google, and then you'll never see it again.
Would it, after I pay the $99, would I continue to pay the next month the full price, or?
So initial payment would be $398. That would be first month at $299, and then the one-time $99, and then nothing until the next month, and that would be the flat $299.
Okay, so then, would I pay anything today, or just the first month?
Yep, so today would be the setup fee and first month. And that's actually what my VP was just saying. He said if we can do the first month and the setup fee today, then he can bump out by 2 weeks what will be your, let me see, we're coming into August, so this would be July today. So your next one would be essentially August 27th, so 2 weeks beyond that. So your month two, we can bump out by 2 weeks. That we can do. Does that work for you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Perfect. I will let him know that's what we're going to do so that we set it up that way. So what we'll do, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to grab a couple of screens open here and start collecting info from you. So part of my job is to be very thorough, make sure we've got everything spelled right, all of your keywords right, areas right, all of that. So we'll take about 15 minutes. We should be able to get everything done in. And then while we do that, he'll be able to get the billing set up for us. So let me find the right screens here. And we do a lot of double and triple checking. You know, it's better that way than you don't end up with errors. I mean, it'd be like you guys leaving half the grease stains on the driveway when you were done. It just doesn't fly, right?
Yeah, and it's just like, what happened?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, which one of you wants to be the main point of contact? And this will have to correspond with whomever's credit card we're using today.
Probably using my phone.
Okay. And I can't tell the two of you apart. Who said me?
Rashad.
Rashad. And it's R-A-S-H-A-D?
R-U-S-H-A-D. And then Delgado.
D-E-L-G-A-T-O.
No, D-E-L-G-A-D-O.
A-D-O, got it. And let me make sure I got your first name right. R-U-S-H-A-D?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And then does your middle initial appear on that card as well?
No.
Okay. Always have to make sure they match. And then, Eric, I'm going to come back once we get Rashad in here as main point of contact. I'm going to come back and get your phone numbers so we can add you as an additional contact on the account. And then what's the best email address for you guys?
Right now is Delgado, my last name, dot my first name, 42@gmail.com.
Perfect. Nice and easy. All right. So I'm going to send you two emails. The first one is informational. It's on the dashboard and analytics that I mentioned. So you'll have a login that you'll be able to come into our system and see all that data on your account, along with keywords. You can upload photos for us there. So that one's on its way. And then the second one, I want you to have the exact price and package that I quoted you, so you have that in writing. That way, if, you know, a bus hits me tomorrow, then somebody else can pick up where I left off, and you can show it. All right, and that one's on its way, too. And then phone number, I've got, what's that?
Gailey, right?
Gail, yes.
Gail, okay.
Yeah, you got it. And then for phone number, right now what I've got is 256-572-5089. Is that yours, Rashad?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And is that also going to be your main business number for now?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. All right. Let me update that. And then I'm going to send you a couple of text messages. So I'm also going to be the lead on your account. So if you ever have questions or problems of any kind, don't hesitate to call me. So I'm sending you my direct contact info. And then I'm also sending you customer service. So you've got them in your phone as well. That way you've got more than one way to reach out to us. All right. And then company name, I've got All Space Elite Space Pro Wash, all one word, P-R-O-W-A-S-H. Is there an Inc. or LLC behind that at all?
No, not yet.
Okay, no worries. Let me see if I've got your address here. Are you 8801 South, is it Braeswood Boulevard? Apartment 602.
Yes,
fantastic. Let me copy that over. Once you got it right, I like to just copy it and paste it so I don't goof anything up in the retyping. All right, that looks good. Okay, so I've got to do a couple check-offs, quick boxes on my end. Did I do this and did I send you that? Apparently somebody wants my attention, but they know when I'm with a client, I don't respond. They keep pinging me. They're going to have to wait.
Right.
All right. So for services, we're going to say power washing, pressure washing. And I'm just going to rattle some off. If you guys think of others, then let me know. So I'm going to say driveway washing for one.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
Patio, fences, gutter. You think of anything else? Roofs, house washing.
Oh, exciting.
Curb washing.
What was that last one?
Curb washing or house washing?
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Oh, I thought of something else. Oh, what about deck washing?
Yes.
Perfect.
Screen closers.
Oh, yeah. Now, do you do soft wash also?
Yes, ma'am. That's basically. I feel like this is like the same thing, right?
Yeah. I know, some of them,
I guess
feel...
Some people, they just got to know what they're doing to be able to call it a soft wash, you know?
Right.
But
yeah, if they want to...
All you're really doing is... Ma'am?
No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, all you really do is spray the chemical, and the type of chemical you use, it really doesn't work for you, and then you really just rinse it. And then, when it comes to concrete, that's when you pressure wash.
Oh, wow. I never would have known that. That's pretty cool. That is really cool. All right. Any others that you can think of for now?
Not that I can think of right now, but that's mostly what we do.
Okay, perfect. Well, and if you add more services in later on, be sure to let us know because we can add those as keywords at any time. Or if you just think of other areas that maybe we didn't hit just now, it's never too late to add them.
Okay.
All right. So the next thing we need to do is set you up with your onboarding call. So this call, we block out an hour. It usually only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And it's several things. So you'll actually sit down with our tech, or I should say your tech, and they'll go through quality control one more time, make sure I took everything in accurately, and they'll go over what goes on your website, what you don't want on your website, probably toss around some domain name ideas, show you how to upload pictures, get you into your dashboard. So that is the call that really gets us working. So we like to do it as soon as your schedule will allow. So I've got openings tomorrow. Would you be able to do sometime tomorrow morning or afternoon?
Tomorrow, probably around this time.
Oh, perfect. So around about 3-ish?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let me check. Ah, perfect. It is wide open, and it's ready for Rashad and Eric. So let me grab something here, and I'm going to send
so
you another.
So if we go on there, we're going to see our name on Google?
You will. So I do need to give you an idea timeline, and actually it's kind of interesting you asked to have your payment bumped out a couple of weeks because this is actually going to be really good for you. So timeline. Industry standard to get you to the first page is about 3 to 6 months. However, we, being who we are and who we know, we're able to cut that in half. It only takes us 30 to 45 days to get you there. So typically what we do is let you know that plan on 45 days, so we'd be into month 2. However, I would still say the same thing, but because we're going to bump your second payment out by 2 weeks, you'll be past that 45 days when your second renewal comes up. So that actually kind of works out pretty cool. Doesn't usually work out that way. So, yeah, very good question. All right. And, yeah, just so you don't expect it to be there tomorrow, it does take us some programming time. You guys are just raring to go. I love it.
Yeah, I was about to go look on there right now. But,
oh, if only I were that quick, you guys. You put that much faith in me. Yeah, I wish I was that quick. But no, yeah, it takes us a bit of programming time to get everything going.
If I had multiple jobs already, I would be like, hey, man, I can't come to work. I got a job.
Well, I think that is in your not so distant future, to be perfectly honest with you. I think this is really
it's coming next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Time in here. All right. I'm going to send you another email. This one, the subject line is local / CIE, and it's a calendar appointment. So when you get it, if you can open it up and hit the yes option, and then that'll hold your slot for your onboarding tomorrow. And then I've got to put that on their calendar here quick.
Okay.
Got it scheduled. There we go. Make sure everybody matches. Good to go?
Yes.
Perfect. I bet I've got it already. I do. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. All right, so I'm going to go through my little checklist here. And grab, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to grab your Facebook URL, and I'm going to give that to them as well. So something we never even got to, your package actually includes legit Facebook ads every single month that we'll be running on your behalf. So we'll write and run those ads. Excuse me. So that's something else that your tech will talk with you about tomorrow too, is if there are certain areas that you really want to hit, because we can drill down by neighborhood, zip code, income level, age range, so many different criteria. That way you're getting max exposure and not getting, the kind of clients you don't want, for lack of a better word. I'm not sure how else to say that without someone, you know what I mean. There are certain clients you want and certain ones you don't, just the way it is. So that'll be going on too. And then I assume you do want that call tracking so you can see where clicks and calls are coming from and how many you're getting.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to send that link to you. So this is another informational link, and that one's on the way by text. And then so this is already included, but it is optional. It's called our Splash app, and it's actually still in beta. So technically, they're taking applications, but when I talked to them last week, they still had plenty of openings. So it hasn't rolled out just yet, but we need to ask if it's something you're interested in when it does. So it's an app that you would download from the Play Store onto your existing cell phone, and you would be able to send and receive calls through the app, and the app itself would have its own local phone number. So in other words, if you didn't want your personal cell phone number published, you could publish the app's phone number.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Is that something you're interested in, or?
I can just use mine.
Okay. No worries. I always like to ask because sometimes it's beneficial, sometimes not. Alright, let me just check this.
I could always change that, or?
Yeah, definitely. If you want to add that on later, there's no charge for it. It's just included in all of our packages. Well, it will be once it rolls out officially, once it gets to the beta testing with our users. So, yeah, definitely, you can add that on later on. No additional charge for it.
Okay, what's it called?
It's called the Splash app.
Okay.
And I actually did go into my Play Store the other day, and I found it, but I knew I wasn't connected to it, not in the way you guys are, so I just didn't download it. But it is out there. And then I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm just trying to find it. What does it look like?
Oh, that's a really good question. Let me see if I can find it here quick. It should be blue and orange in color, and maybe like drops of water next to it, or what looks like a splash of water. Oh, you know what? Try searching local splash in your app store. That might be what I think that's what I had to do. And you know what? Just for giggles, I'm going to go ahead and send you the application for that beta testing. That way you've got it if you want it, you know, if you change your mind tomorrow.
I can't find it here.
Oh, okay. No worries. Well, and your tech tomorrow will be able to help you with that too, if that's something that you wanted to go ahead with.
Okay.
And then, is it easier for you if we contact you by phone, text, or email, or are all of those okay?
All of them.
All right. And then for your Google business profile, I'm going to say, I'm going to tell them to omit address. Home address. So, because that's a home address, Google doesn't want it published either. They don't want the general public knowing exactly where you live, which you guys probably don't either. So I put a note for our tech to leave that off. So you'll still show as a pin on the map usually it's within a block or two of where you're actually at, but not so that someone could actually hone in on that pin and find you. So just so you know what it's going to look like. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to double check one more thing. There we go. And then let me get over here. And Eric, we'll get your contact information in here. Helps if I go to the right screen. There we go. Okay. All right, Eric, what is your last name?
It's White.
W-H-I-T-E.
Yeah.
All right, and what's your cell number?
It's 850. 760-6210.
So 850-760-6210?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. And then let me just go set your subscription up here real quick. There we go. Make sure I got the right stuff in here. On this spot, for some reason, the system always has to do an extra hard sync. There we go. Wow, I am super, super stoked for you guys.
I am too. You don't even know how, like, this is crazy for us right now.
Well, and, you know, you guys, I can tell, I mean, you're making smart business decisions, and the way you're going about everything is just smart. I can just tell you're going to be a big success for sure. All right, so I'm on billing. So I've got Rashad Delgado. I assume the company name isn't on the card yet. So it's just going to, on your credit card, it's just going to be your name?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I've got to grab, it cut off part of the address on me. And I want to just copy and paste it over. Oh, I guess it did.
It's a different address than
okay.
My home.
Okay.
But
all right. All right, no worries. On your, let me think. Okay, yeah, let's go ahead and change that. I'm afraid they're going to yell at me if I use two different addresses. So we better use the one that's attached to the card, and I'll just change it in both places. So what's that mailing address?
10901 Medical Lane. Houston, Texas, 77042, the area code.
You said Meadow Gold Lane?
No, Meadow Glen. Like Glen?
Glen, gotcha. That would be why it didn't find it. There we are. And is there an apartment number, a unit number of any kind down there?
136.
All right. And let's see what it does. Good. It took it. Sometimes it gets fussy when we try to add apartment numbers on there. But it worked just fine. So let me copy it over onto the billing. And then your cell phone, I assume, is attached to that credit card account, Rashad?
Ma'am?
Your cell phone, the 5-0-8-9 is attached to that card also?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover today?
Visa.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for those digits whenever you are, hon.
4-6-1-0-4-6-0-2-8-7-7-8-5-3.
Could you back up to the first eight? You cut off right at the last two digits. I got 8-7-6-4. Perfect. Okay, go ahead.
7-8-5-3. And then the date is 04-27.
4-27. And then what's that security card, or security card, security code, please?
472.
And then I'm going to read that number back to you. I think I might have made a goof, and I just want to double check it. So I got 4610. 406-02-8764-7853. Did I get that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Thank you. I like it when I don't actually have typos.
Yeah.
Better to think I do and find out I don't, I guess, than the other way around, right? Or have somebody else tell me that I have a typo. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and send that through, and then I'll let you know. There should be another email on the way to you here in just a minute. All right, and it is on the way. So this one is going to say local splash initial invoice, and just watch for that one when it comes. We'll go ahead and do the voice verification while we wait for it to get there. Sometimes it takes a minute to get through the system. And the voice verification is actually a duplicate of what it's sending you an email, but I'll need you to click on a link inside that email and then type your name for me. But while we wait for that, we'll do the voice verification. So I'll actually, because you're a partnership, I'm sorry.
Do I need to click on the email or the link you sent me through text?
On the email. Yep, it should say local splash initial invoices, the email, and then maybe a paragraph, maybe two paragraphs in, should be a link that says click to accept.
Okay.
Did it make it there?
Yeah, I just got a certifier.
Awesome.
And then you just put my name?
Yes, please. Just as it's written there. Well, of course, this is the spelling of your name.
All right. I sent through.
All right. Perfect. Let me see if it updated on this end. And then we'll do that voice verification. There we go. Perfect. Thank you. So the voice verification is the last thing we need, and then you'll be all set. So the voice verification is required of us as Google partners. It is recorded, and it's attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So being that you guys are a partnership, where I'll prompt you when I need both of your names. So I'm just going to go ahead and start, and I'll prompt you where we need to. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
All Elite Pro Wash.
Thank you. And then, Rashad, if you would please state your name and title within the business, and then Eric, if you could go right behind him, that would be great.
You said the what?
Name and title within the business for each of you.
Title as in?
Owner, co-owner, either of those are fine. President, VP, however you're set up. It can be casual too, co-owners.
Okay.
So, if you... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do I say it now?
I couldn't hear it. I think I've accidentally talked over it.
Okay, I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Rashad Delgado, co-owner.
Perfect. And then Eric.
Eric White, co-owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Yes.
And are there any other authorized users on the billing of this account besides the two of you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes, ma'am.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, July 27th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $398, the breakout of which is $299 for your first month and a one-time $99 setup fee. Going forward, your monthly rate is a true flat $299. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place on the 27th of every month, and I'm going to get that adjusted. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after September 27th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. And any last questions for me before I let you back to your day?
I think Rashad mentioned it earlier. How long did you say? It was going to take it for we can actually call accepting calls or when the business is set up?
Or we can see it, Google ourselves and it's right there.
You bet. So let me grab our actual timeline here and I can tell you. So, first thing, of course, is that onboarding call tomorrow that really kind of kicks off our work. And then, so in that first week, you'll do your onboarding call, your reporting dashboard's going to come online, and your directory submissions will be done. So directory submissions are, we get you out on up to about 60 different directories. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, I can't remember them all, White Pages, Yellow Pages, and the list goes on. So we'll get you out there early, and then between weeks 1 and 2, somewhere in that time frame, your web page will come online, and we'll be starting your Facebook ads. We'll be running. So a lot of our clients will see Facebook results early because we're able to get that out sooner. Then we can get the Google programming done and get everything off to Google. So then between days 30 and 45, you should start seeing yourselves online on that first page. Pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah. Pretty exciting. That gives us plenty of time to, prepare.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, guys. Well, if you have any questions or any problems at any point, don't hesitate to get a hold of me. And
okay.
Otherwise, I'll let you back to your day.
All right. So he will explain the app and stuff tomorrow, right?
Yes, he will. Definitely will.
Okay.
You'll go over all that tomorrow. Welcome aboard, guys. We're glad to have you as partners.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you have a good rest of your afternoon.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.